بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This is the chapter of Kitab al-Salah. In this chapter comes the chapter of the Masjid, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was never meant as a congratulation to the ummah that you're doing well. It was always targhib to a level higher. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself laid the criteria when he said that I feel sometimes on my own heart like a barrier is coming and I engage in istighfar. He would say, oh Allah, I have never recognized you how you should be recognized. He would be found in ibadat for so long. So he would say sometimes, afala akunu abdan shakura. But sometimes when you see his du'as that he was making, his du'as where he say, Allah, I beg you. The begging of a one who's looking for aid, for help. In his teachings, he taught that there is no, what you call, like, I'm okay. Because Almighty Allah has no limits. The ibadat and the ma'rifat and walking towards Allah got no limits. So wherever someone sometimes feels that now, like, what I'm doing, because he looks at the people around him and they say, they're doing nothing. So either he becomes critical, he criticizes everyone around him, and he looks and he says, me, I'm okay, because like everything I'm on, tick, 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 tick. But if he has to see the journey in front of him, which is an ocean that got no shore, then sometimes the man in that boat doesn't have time to look back, like he got an ocean in front. So in this chapter where we spoke about the haramain and the ta'alluq that the Muslim has with the harams, that is something like we all feel. Person says, I'm going for Umrah, and everyone's meeting him. He's excited, he goes, he enjoys the haram, he wakes up early for salah, he's there. When he's there now, he goes for breakfast, he goes back to the haram, he enjoys. The haram has that pull. Then immediately after those ahadith, now comes the ahadith about, okay, now you're not by the haram. And this again was to give that push to man, like, understand where you are and where we have to reach. It wasn't just going to say, Mubarak, I enjoyed how you were in the haram, you did well. It was to say, now that haram, how you had a ta'alluq relationship with it, let's bring it now to your masjid. And this is very hard. To create such a relationship with a normal masjid, which is not the haram. The relationship of the haram. That the man is eager, the man is desirous. Normally at the end of someone's life, you will find his ta'alluq with the masjid becomes very strong. You would find the old person will tell his son, 10 o'clock, take me to the masjid. You will find after the Zuhr Salah, he's sitting in the masjid. You'll say, uncle, you don't want to go home. You see, if I go home, I just reach home, I'll have to make wuzu and come back again. Like, it takes me long. I'd rather sit here now between Zuhr and Asr, Maghrib to Isha. See, why must I go? It takes me so long to walk. I get there, I'm tired. Then I just finish 5 minutes, have a cup of tea, I come back again. Say, I'd rather go after Isha. Say, you got ta'alluq with the masjid. He say, but at this age I got it. Imagine at a young age you can find shabun, a child, nasha'a fi ibadatillah, in Allah's ibadat he grew. And you find that child now gets waqalbuhu mu'allakum bil masajid. His heart gets a connection with the masjid, which is the connection of the normal ummati with the haram. So it is something very high, but the ahadith came for this year, that have something as a goal. That if you can't get it every day, maybe you'll say, okay, Jummah, let me get it. I remember one friend of mine on the Jummah, 10 o'clock in the morning, until he got married. 10 o'clock in the morning, he would be out of the boarding already. Then he would come and sit in that one corner there. And he would engage in all his amal. He would finish his durood. Then he got married. Then he saw there's another sunnah on the day of Jummah. And maybe he got involved in that one. But this goal, to get this ta'alluq with the masjid, first was mentioned, ahabbul bilad ilallahi. which we already explained, that when Allah's tajalli is now going to fall, now not on the Haramain, but now on something besides the Haram. So it said, if it's going to fall, it's going to fall in your masjid. And if you want to now get it, now you'll have to be in that masjid. It's not going to fall in the bazaar, in the market. So there you will go for your zarurat, but you're not going to get anything from the heavens. If you're looking for that tajalli, that nazar of Almighty Allah, you're going to find it in the masjid. Your ta'alluq with the masjid must become such that wherever there's a chance of building the masjid, purifying the masjid, helping with the cleansing of the masjid, aiding in funding the cleaning, funding the building, doing something, this is what we spoke about last week. Even if it means putting 2 rand in that container, just to show that the bina, the building of the masjid, looking after the masjid, keeping the masjid clean, looking after the azmat of the masjid, that's my ta'alluq with the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man ghada ila al-masjidi aw raha. Ghada means any journey that takes place in the morning. So it will be from subhi sadiq, fajr time, till what we call zawal. And if you can, majazan, you can put like zohar inside because it's so close. So whatever happens in that early part of the day, what we call morning time, aw raha, or any journey that takes place after zawal till the night, what we call afternoon time. Which means any time in the day if a person makes a journey to the masjid, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلَهُ, Almighty Allah prepares for him his nuzul. Nuzul could be 2 things. One is you read the zal with a sakin. If you read it with a sakin, normally it will mean, and it's a very unique thing this, when you visit someone, he's called the host, you are called the guest. The nature of a host is as soon as you're coming, he says, prepare some food. So that at-ta'amul muhayya' lid-dayf is called nuzul. And it shows the love between the host and the guest that I want you to be comfortable. When a person makes his journey to the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Almighty Allah immediately prepares for him his. But obviously now we're not seeing that at-ta'amul muhayya. Because when we enter the masjid, we're not seeing it. So it can have 2 meanings. One is something is prepared for him in the year after. Fil jannati. Or min al jannati. From Jannah, Allah tabarak ta'ala prepares for him. And he will find it in Jannah. And the other one can mean that from Jannah, Allah tabarak ta'ala prepares something for him which he finds the enjoyment in this world. From Jannah, something is prepared for him. Like Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak about certain rivers. He says, these are the rivers of Jannah. They will continue flowing and flowing. Nothing will stop them. He would speak about a garden between his qabr and his house, between his mimbar and his house. He says, min al-Jannah. And we explained some ta'alluq it got with Jannah. Allah tabarak ta'ala prepares for him something min al-Jannati, from Jannah, whenever he makes this journey. Now what is that thing that is going to be prepared for that person who goes, makes this journey? So because it's not mentioned, it's obviously not food. It's not physical food. Perhaps it's spiritual food. Perhaps it's that word where we call a divine feeling, a unique feeling. A person might say it's called ilham. He might say it's called tawfiq. Something is called, which is called ghaibi madad. That from Jannah something is prepared. And normally a host doesn't wait for the guest. That the day you pass away and you come, I'll tell you, you know, so many times you came to visit me, I kept your food. Normally a guest, a host, as soon as the guest comes, he says, I want you to take it. In this narration, there's an indication that something miraculous happens when a man enters the masjid. He's supposed to see it when he enters and he was taught a dua, that, O Allah, open for me now the doors of your mercy. But because we come in and you're not looking for some food, sometimes we don't taste it. We don't find it. So we'll go, we'll read our salah and we will go out. But maybe if we are looking for it, that when I enter the masjid, because when a person goes to the haram, he goes looking for many things. He was told that Zamzam, Lima shuribala. So as soon as he finds the zamzam, he's not just drinking now. Now he stands, he says, hold on, I want to make a dua. Say, why? He says, this year Allah promised me, whatever dua I make, I'm getting it. Then he sees the Kaaba. On seeing the Kaaba, he's not going for tawaf. You ask him, go make tawaf. He says, no, I was told my first nazar on the Kaaba. It's a time of dua. Because he went looking for something, when he comes back from his hotel, he says, I felt it like. Now that I felt it can also happen in the normal masjid. It's just that our heart with the normal masjid, its ta'alluq is not so solid as it is for the Haramain. If an individual can get this ta'alluq with a normal masjid, he will find as he enters the normal masjid, he will take back so much of food that will fill him up and can fulfill the hearts of people around him. It was mentioned if a person performs his salah in the masjid, but he has to learn how to fill up, then he must go home and perform nafal. Now normally if we won't even think of doing it because our wuzu breaks before we leave the masjid. So normally ulama then said, you rather just read your nafal in the masjid also. You're not going to go home. You know it. But those people who would do it, they would take from the masjid and they would not allow themselves to read their nafal in the masjid. They would say, now I need to take this year back home. So he would go to his house and carry on his nafal, even if it was two rakats. The asal sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this, that after the salah in the masjid, he would take everything back home. And then he would end with the salah at home, because that was now I'm giving around to everyone else what I just got. But that only happens when we can get something. So sometimes if a man looks for something, then Allah Ta'ala gives him the taste of it also. When we enter the masjid, it's not just we reading, O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. We think of this narration that Allah prepares for him every time he makes this journey, his nuzul. الطَّعَامُ الْمُهَيَّ لِلضَّيْفِ. A second meaning of nuzul is a makan, a place that is made for the individual. So there they will explain that a different palace is made for him every time in Jannah, for every journey that he makes to the masjid. But that is what we call credit. We sometimes looking for cash. This cash is what we call. I am going to get something in this masjid. Whether I am reading two rakats, it's Fajr. I'm reading four rakats, it's Zuhr. But before I leave, like how a guest when he goes to a host, and the host is someone who got a lot of food. Have you ever seen a guest come out and he say, I'm still hungry? Because the host got more than enough. The only problem happens if the guest is sick. So then he goes there and he just says, I don't feel like eating. So he sits, and when he comes out, he's still not getting anything. Like, he say, I never felt, I never got full. So man say, he never offered you. Say, no, I never ate. And that's what happens with me and you. That Almighty Allah prepared it, so it had to be offered. The thing is, sometimes me and you are not eating. So when we leave the masjid, we leave with the same feeling that we had when we entered the masjid. We were never made full. As the Morana says, one person went with his son to the house of the king. So it's a big da'wah. So as he was eating and he's looking at his son, normally you get thirsty. So his son asked the person for water. And in the past, they don't have water on the table. They always bring water. So every now and then he's saying, get me water, get me water. So he became very upset about this. So as they walked outside, he hit his son. And he told him, I also got water at my house. Like, which he meant is that by the king, there's everything else besides water. Water we got more than enough. You're supposed to eat this and this and leave out the water. Like, which is normally said, fill one third with water. Says, don't fill that third. Fill it with something, because water is enough in our house. So the son said that, Daddy, I also know that, but the food wasn't going down. So to push the food down so I could put more food, you have to put water. So the father hit him second time. He said, now why? He said, you should have told me the trick before. I never know that trick. So everyone goes to eat. Everyone goes searching. But the man who goes to the king and he comes out and he says, I never ate. It will be said that, did the king not prepare? So this hadith said the king has prepared. There is something prepared on every journey to the masjid. You just got to do what's the ta'alluq like. If the individual is looking for it, may Allah make it for all of us. We'll start feeling it. Can be a short while in the masjid, but when we go out, we know I got something. As we feel this here, our desire to come to the masjid will start increasing. The level of increase has to go so much. The wording was said, "Am qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masajid," that the heart has to get a connection with the masjid. Meaning, whenever I'm hungry, I think of the kitchen. Whenever the soul gets hungry, immediately it says, when am I going back to the masjid? The height of this year was what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then showed. May Allah make us one day we can reach this. His ta'alluq with the masjid was such. Normally after you make a journey, when you reach your town, before meeting anyone you want to go home. Like you're tired. When you want to go home, you just want to take out your bags. You just want to have a nice shower. You want to meet the people who are most beloved to you. Somebody else comes right in front of your house at that moment. Hey, you came back from this. Assalamu alaikum. Hey, I'm very tired. Let me go. Like, he wants to come in for a cup of tea to say, how was the journey? You say, you know what, come after 3 days. Like, I got bags here. Normally at that time, you don't want to see anyone. You just want to go home. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tariqah was, as soon as he returned from his journey, his first journey was towards his masjid. This is a very unique ta'alluq, that I must you. And then he would sit in the masjid. Some explained it that he would go to the masjid because he wanted to have enough place for all his companions. But that answer could have been that he could still go home first, make his wudu, spend time with his family, and zuhr time, sit in the masjid, and everyone got placed then. His going to the masjid first was, his ta'alluq with the masjid was on that height. That as he separated from the masjid, now when you're coming home, how everyone wants to go straight to their most beloved. For him, this was his most beloved. But that's a height like where we just, where will we get that feeling? We have it in the haram, like when the man stand by the haram. But for him, the masjid of Medina was not the haram. He made it the haram. For him, it was a masjid. How he made that day, his desire was the ummah must make their masajid. وَقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ Any ta'alluq with the masjid. The masjid is such that Allah tabarak ta'ala loves the person who shows azmat to the masjid. Juhad, effort for the masjid. When people went out in jamaat, some people were very modern. When I was in England the first time, an Arab jamaat came. So it was a nice occasion. At that time I was discussing Surah Kahf. It was my beginning of Surah Kahf. They were amazed with Surah Kahf. They had never heard anything like that. For me, I was only making mutala at that time. So it was a nice, like, few days we had. They wanted to hear the whole Surah Kahf, like. So we used to speak with them. So one day one of them said to me, he was a security. He said he studied in Medina Munawwara. And then, when you study, then you get like chance to be like security in the haram, or like security, just like to act like a boss. Say, don't do this, don't do that. So he was like that. Like security. And his wife was also on the woman's side, security. He said they had a television in their house. Because TV is arm. So they would come back from the haram and then they would spend the night watching movies like. But in the haram you're saying, don't do this, don't do that. Or once you come home, it's a different story like. He mentioned that. And he said, the thing we hated the most was what was called Tabligh Jamaat. That was like the biggest bidah. And then somehow something happened and a Jamaat met his wife. And she decided, let's try this here. And there was a certain argument in the house. Like, this is bidah. We know it's bidah. But finally they went out for the night, I think. For one night they had to go out. He says, in that one night in the masjid, they got so much of peace. He says, he needed no other dalil after that, that this work is haqq. Now he just needed to tell his wife the next day, like, you know what, I really enjoyed the night. But before he told her, she told him that last night I slept in such a manner that I said, this is the haqq. Like, so when she said that, he said, like, you know, it's like tawatur, like both people saw the same thing. He said, my life changed with one sleep in the masjid. There was no bayan that changed. He just slept in the masjid. Now what came that night on him that gave him such a feeling? He said, in Medina Munawwara, because the Jamaat went out of Medina Munawwara. He said, in the city of Medina Munawwara, in my house, I never found sleep like this. What made me find it outside? Like, how did that nazar of Allah come to me? Sometimes when a man makes juhad in a masjid, so masjid appreciates it. And Allah Tabaruk Tala, who's the host, he appreciates. Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah's desire was, I'll bring the rich man out of his house with his bed into the masjid with no bed. In this masjid, there can sometimes be that bed bug. Bed bugs. Normally they'll meet us in the masjid. They meet your people in your rooms, but normally us, they'll meet where? They meet us in the masjid. Ask that man, like, how are you managing? Like, you sleep in the best mattress. How are you managing? So that juhad is noticed by the host. Because when you come to someone's house and the host knows my house is not like so comfortable for you, so he tries to make amends for it. He wants to ask you, are you okay? Like, are you okay? People's hidayah has been written just on the azmat and the juhad they made for a masjid. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was this tribe known as Banu Salima. They lived on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, so they were like a protective border. But everyone's shock is to come closer to the masjid, because for them at night, Isha is either you read in your area, but they want to come to Masjidun Nabawi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on the way, there could be, example, scorpions. Because not like today where everything is lit. So as soon as some area became open in front of Masjidun Nabawi, they said, we will sell here and let's move. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the message. It was nothing wrong with what they wanted to do. To be close to the masjid itself is a big, it's a kamal. But because by them doing this now, that barrier which is there of Medina Munawwara breaks now. Security. So he needed to say something to them to say, I appreciate you want to come to the masjid. But I want you to stay there. So what word he used? He used, your efforts to reach Allah's masjid is being appreciated. He said, Diyarukum. Diyarukum wa dhamma wa da fatha means stay in your house. Tuktab atharukum. He says, I promise you every step of yours is being recorded. Now we may just think that what it means, the angel is recording it and it becomes like normal. You're getting sawab for your every step. Or it can have a meaning if you translate it different, is Allah appreciates your every step coming to His masjid. Meaning the juhad that you're making, which was mentioned then in the narration, أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ أَجْرًا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That individual who will find the greatest reward in his salah, أَبْعَدُهُمْ فَأَبْعَدُهُمْ مَمْشَى. The one who had to walk from the furthest distance, because his effort for the masjid was appreciated by the host. The one person came to visit the king. The king said, from where you came? He said, I came from Azadva. The sheikh met one person. He said, MashaAllah, you came for the masjid. Where you came from? He said, Rudipot. He said, MashaAllah. Then he met another person. He said, I came from Rustenburg. Then he met one person. He said, I came from Zirast. Met one person, I came from Botswana. The man who came from Botswana, he said, 4 hours when he's going for lunch, now he's going to invite one of them, isn't it? So the one who came 4 hours, he said, come with me for lunch. Like, say, I appreciate your effort. You came from so far. This is what a masjid is. So we have this ta'alluq with the masjid, that wherever you can make any extra effort for the masjid, do it with the seer that my Allah appreciates. And he is preparing something for me now. At-ta'amul muhayya lid-daif. And what is being prepared is according to the effort that it took me to get to the masjid. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant us this ta'alluq. It has to end to that point. The man enters the town and his family is saying, where are you? And he says, give me half an hour, I'm going to the masjid. And then he comes, he makes his wuzu, the bags are left in the car. Then he comes in the masjid. He's not bothered about whether people will make salam to him or not. He enters the masjid, he sits down, he reads his two rakat salah, he sits. And then someone says, like, what you got out of it? He says, I was missing my masjid. This is a very high level, like you say, your masjid. That person there will have his food prepared by Almighty Allah. Even on his journey as he's returning, the masjid says, Allah prepare for him. I know he's coming to me first, even before his family. So something gets prepared to him. How you have in games, like when you were small, they had these games you would play. So to get the point, all you have to do is walk in it. So you walk in that bubble, and immediately you get 20 points. Like Allah Ta'ala, when He prepares something, you're not going to see it. You have to just walk into it. This is Allahumma iftah lana abwaaba rahmatik. So as soon as you walk, like, then that bubble bursts and everything falls, then you got it. You read two rakat salah, it took you 2 minutes extra. And then you say, let's go home now. The person say, like, you just came for this 2 rakats. You say, no, I got my bubble. The bubble was waiting for me, like 50 points. Mm-hmm. Now let's go home. So it's a very high level. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us haqiqah. Our ta'alluq, especially when you're young, if you can create it. It will stay then for years, because whatever is created when you're young, that adat, that habit remains. Have this habit when you come back from holidays. Soon as you come back now, your guy is running to put his bags in the room. You say, I'm missing my room. Whoever misses his room, but... say, I'm missing my room. But you find one person that he just says, just 1 minute, I'm going in the masjid to read 2 rakats. He got his bubble. Never have to take him more than 5 minutes. And he quickly runs out. He says, now let's go put it. See, where you went? He said, I was missing my masjid. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all the ta'alluq with our masjid. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.